Lord's been good. As you said, that's my call to preach 2 years ago, and been really worried. Last year, I was afraid he'd call on me, ask me to come preach, and this year is just was afraid he'd call on me again. I've been having a hard time, you know. We've had some transitions in our local church and leading music now. If any of you heard me just now, you wouldn't understand why. But anyway, Lord's been good, and just pray for me. My last message I preached, somebody got a little upset. I'm not sure why, of course. Amen. Well, I guess that's pretty common, huh? Well, amen. I didn't really prepare anything, but I have an outline here, and if it's one of you guys' outlines from a few years back, and I mean several years back, if you've been in my place, I apologize, but you know, I don't remember who preached the outline. It doesn't really matter. I got something from it, and I hope you get something from it tonight, or this afternoon too. I hope you forget who I am, and I hope you just remember the message, amen? And just pray for me. I haven't been behind the pulpit too many times. My pastor is stingy with his pulpit, but I don't say that to his detriment. I say that because that's a good thing. We got to protect what gets preached behind the holy desk. You can't just let anybody come and stand behind your pulpit. So I want to thank Brother Richardson again for giving me this opportunity. Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. Should be a familiar piece of scripture for each one of us here. Hebrews chapter 11. In verse 1, the Word of God says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we thank you again, Lord, for this opportunity to be in your house this morning. Thank you, Lord, for each preacher that's here and each preacher's wife and others that are here, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for just this opportunity once again to look to your word, Father. And we just thank you, Lord, for the freedoms that we still have in this country to read from this holy book, Father God. And we just pray today, Lord, that you just calm me down, Lord, and that you allow me to speak the words that you want spoken. We just pray, Lord, you be with the rest of this meeting, and we'll thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We should be living our lives in a constant state of faith. And as we heard from our brother there, that sometimes we're men of little faith. But the world's looking towards us, and they want to see our faith, and they want to see that evidence of things not seen. This world says it doesn't want to see God. It doesn't want to know God. But really, God created man, and he created man to want a fellowship back with him. And so the world's looking at us, and they want to see this evidence of things hoped for, and they want to see evidence of things not seen. And it says, "For by it the elders obtained a good report." I like that word. If you've ever shot fireworks and you've looked at the wrapper that comes on some of the bottle rockets, it says, "With report." When they fire those things off, we used to call them whistlers. That's the report. And these people that are outlined here, they made noise for the Lord. They made noise for the Lord. And as we look in verse 4, it says, "By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh." First thing that we need to do to show those our faith is we need to show them worship. And we see here that Abel showed worship unto his Lord. Abel showed worship unto his Lord. If you'll turn with me to the book of Genesis. In Genesis chapter 4. Genesis chapter 4 and verse 1, it says, "And Adam knew Eve his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I've gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And to thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. We see here that Abel, he gave his worship. He gave his worship. He brought of the best that he had. He brought of the firstlings of his flock. He brought his worship to the Lord. And that's what we need to do before those that are looking at us. We need to bring our worship before the Lord. We need to show the world out there that we love our Lord and we worship Him. That we worship Him. He sent His only begotten Son to die for us. He sent Christ Jesus to die for us. And He's worthy of our worship. Amen? He's worthy of our worship. Just look at your life. Look at the blessings He's given you. I love that song, Count Your Blessings, name them one by one. Look at your life and look at the things He's done for you and just say, Amen, Lord. You're worthy of my worship. You're worthy of my worship. You see here, Cain, he did not bring the sacrifice that the Lord asked him. And we're supposed to bring our worship the proper way. Right? Amen?
Yes.
Supposed to bring it the proper way. And here in the world today, they call everything worship, but what's really worship? There's an altar up here that could be filled up with old lost sinners that need to get saved. There's an altar up here that needs to have a whole lot of saints on it, praying to the Lord, asking the Lord to help them get through this present wicked world. And that's worship. Waving your arms around, hooting and hollering. I'm not talking about shouting. I'm talking about just random crazy hollering. It's not worship. Rolling down the aisles ain't worship. Playing your rock music and calling it Christian rock, it's not worship. Amen? True worship is when your heart's broken and contrite. True worship's when you want to give praise to the one that saved your soul. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. Verse 5 back in Hebrews chapter 11. Word of God says, By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Another way that the world's looking at us, and they want to see evidence of God. They want to see that we walk with God. I want to see that we're walking with God. Once again, back in the book of Genesis. We'll have a look at Enoch here. Genesis chapter 5, verse 21. Genesis chapter 5, verse 21. It says, And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. The world's looking at us, and they want to see us walk with God. That's one of the best ways we can give evidence of God is to show people that we're walking with Him. Amen? Amen. Now, it says Enoch here lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And it says, And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah. So he got saved at the age of 65, but he walked with God for 300 years. Amen. That's quite a testimony, is it not? Is it not? 300 years he walked with God, and sometimes we get weary walking with God for 30 minutes. Right? Amen. I know I've gotten weary lately. But it's by the grace of God that I can continue to walk and that I can hold my head up and praise Him, worship Him, and continue to walk with Him. Amen. Amen? Lord Jesus Christ said, without me you can do nothing. I can't get out of bed in the morning.
Amen.
Without the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen?
Amen? I can't take a breath without the Lord Jesus Christ. And I can't live this life without walking with Him. What kind of shape, what kind of condition, where would I be if I didn't decide to accept the Lord Jesus Christ my Savior when He knocked on my heart's door on December 9, 2007. A little bit dyslexic there. But I chose to walk with Him. And if I didn't choose to walk with Him then, I'm sure that my marriage would be a wreck. I'm sure my children wouldn't be begging me to go to the preacher's meeting. They'd want to be doing something else. But hallelujah, praise God, He put a call on my life. That call was to be saved and to walk with Him. And 2 years ago, He put a call on my life to preach. And I've been fighting with that ever since. It's just I'm in that position, that place. I think all preachers go through it. Throw your hand in the air if you went through that time where you thought, Lord, did You really call me to preach? I don't know. I feel like I'm having trouble. I feel like things aren't working out. Did you ever go through that? Is that just me right now? I know you guys have been called for many years, but sometimes I'm still questioning. I'm still trying to get my bearing. But the Lord called me, and He told me to serve Him, told me to preach, told me to walk with Him. And the world's looking. When I stumble, they know. And when you stumble, they know. But if you're walking with Him, He'll hold you up. Amen? Back in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. It says, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Once again, back to the book of Genesis. Amen. Isn't it a blessing that you can see how you need to serve the Lord right there in the first chapter of the Word of God? Book of Genesis. Book of Genesis, chapter 6, verse 14. Where God says, make thee an ark of gopher wood, room shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. Skip to verse 22. Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. As the world's looking at us, they're watching our worship, and they're watching our walk. They need to see us work. They need to see us work for the Lord. When I got saved, I immediately wanted to do something for God. And I have to question anybody that says they got saved and they don't want to work for God. Amen? We're not saved by our works. We're saved by grace through faith, according to Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. But after we're saved by grace through faith, we're expected to work for the Lord. Every local church has another ministry that can be done. Every local church has a need. The carpets need vacuuming. Cobwebs need cleaning off the ceiling. Visitation needs to happen. There's work that needs to be done. And right there we saw that Noah did all that God told him to do. And sometimes we find ourselves just doing just enough. Just enough to save face. Just enough to make sure that nobody else in the church begins to question us. We do just enough sometimes. But it says that Noah did all that the Lord instructed him to do. And I want to ask you today, are you doing all that the Lord's instructed you to do? Are you doing everything He's told you to do? I can look across the few years I've been saved. It'll be 7 years here soon. I've not done all that God's told me to do. And that's to my shame. But Noah did all. And I want you to ask yourself again, am I doing all that the Lord's called me to do? It's really powerful when you read that. You know, he spent all those years building the ark, and he did all that God called him to do. Verse 8 in Hebrews chapter 11. It says, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. As we look at Abraham, we see what he had done. The Lord told him to go, and so he went. He went to where the Lord told him. And the Lord will talk to you, and He'll tell you that you need to go visit a brother. He'll tell you that you may need to go to one of these countries that these flags represent in this sanctuary. He may tell you to go pastor a church somewhere. Just go, as our brother said, to the rest homes to preach to those that can't make it to the local church. And so when the Lord puts a call on you to go, don't you want it to be said that He went? Don't you want it to be said about you that you went? Amen? So we see these several things here as the world looks at us, and they look to see evidence of our faith, and they look to see the substance of things hoped for. They've got to see us doing these things. They've got to see us worshiping God with true worship. They've got to see us walk for Him. They've got to see us work for Him, and they've got to see us as we have went and gone and done the things He's asked us to do. Amen? I hope that helps you. Like I said, I appreciate the opportunity to stand before you once again. Just pray for me. Pray for me as I seek to do those very things in my life. Pray for our church, Faith Promise Baptist Church. And just ask, Lord, that You'll pray the Lord will bless us and allow us to continue to grow. As we've had some changes in our church, we've really seen the Lord begin to work. We've seen visitors begin to come. And we've seen the devil come and begin to attack. Amen. So, as I often heard it said, we must be doing something right if the devil's taking notice and beginning to attack. So pray for us. Pray for me. Pray for my pastor. Thank you again. Hope that's a help to you.